And this part, this whole part.
Well, I don't know any, I don't remember any special name for that.
If you just give me the name that comes to mind, perhaps that'll trigger some. It's like the Goozle, remember you said throat?
I just can't think of anything except the top and bottom lip.
And the whole mouth. And these two teeth.
They call those eye teeth.
And under the teeth, the red.
The gum.
Gums. And this part of the hand.
The palm.
And you'd have these would be two.
Fist.
They always say fist.
That's all I've ever heard.
And how about these places where you used to get arthritis?
Kneecaps, knees, joints.
I see. And this part of a man's
chest, I believe.
Chest. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear anybody call it the breast?
No, man? I don't think so. I might have, but I just don't know.
And they would measure the height of a horse in this way.
Yeah, that's that way. And I have heard my husband say something about that, but I don't know what he said. But I certainly have seen him, heard him talk about how they would measure the height like that. And I don't know what they call it.
And would just be using their...
Something like this. And then they'd move one hand, put it on top or down below or something. But anyway, they would start somewhere near the shoulder, or maybe on the shoulder, and go down to the bend of the knee, I guess. But anyway, I used to see them do that. But it just never paid me any attention.
Would they say the horse is so many...
I don't know what
so many hands high, or...?
They might have, I just don't know.
And this part of the leg, where you don't like to get kicked.
You mean that's a person?
Yes.
I don't know of anything special to call it. Just between the knee and ankle, they didn't ever name that part. Now on the back part, they call it the calf of the leg. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
You ever say
the
shin?
I've heard that for a horse.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And did they say if you were talking about the whole leg, would they say a leg or limb?
Limb.
Limb.
Now they would say limb for any part of it. If they say above, if they were talking about above the knee, they say the limb above the knee or the limb below the knee, and they would use limb for any part that they wanted to.
Why didn't they use? They talk about the leg of a horse, right?
I don't know. Older people had some special turns that they used, and they might have learned those turns before they got, learned the best turns, and maybe they found so much a part of them that they didn't try to change.
Mm-hmm. Somebody suggested that the word limb was more polite.
Oh.
That if you use leg, it was... Well, like pregnant, you just didn't use that word.
It could have been that. I just don't know.
Uh-huh. And speaking of various illnesses, if you someone went to bed feeling well, but during the night they had suddenly some kind of seizure, you say, well, I don't know what was the matter with her. During the night, she
might have convulsions.
Would you say she
or
took
spasm? If it was seizure of that nature, they might would say a spasm or convulsion.
Would you say she took sick suddenly, or
that's
sick?
That's what they use. She took sick in the night.
Yeah.